And we thank you for joining us for this week's Broken Bow Girls Wrestling Report, as we're joined now by head coach Marissa Campbell. Well, boy, what a neat way to start off your new year. Let's just get right into this. Team champions at your first meet of the year as you won the team title at the SEM Invite on Saturday. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Take us kind of through the day, because when we're looking at the team results as they're starting to accumulate during the course of the day, this thing was tight. I mean, what, 3 points, I think, separated the top three teams. So as the meet is progressing, you as a coach, are you looking at that stuff? Are you not looking at that stuff? Are you just concentrating on the matches that are coming up on the mat? Or what's happening from the coach's perspective in a team race like that?
A lot of number crunching.
Yeah.
I would like to say that, you know, we try to focus on the individual wrestlers at hand, you know, because we are very heavy on winning is not everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice, but it's not everything. And when you're close like that, you know, it's easy to fall into that, oh, we just have to win this one and this one, and the, you know, like, and put that pressure on. So we really try to sit back, you know, and keep it to ourselves. We make the girls stay off track. They're not allowed to be on track during the tournaments.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, it was amongst the coaches we were talking about who needed to win what and where we needed to score some points in order to pull that off. And it was tight. It was tight, you know, and I think we have two girls that we really owe that tournament win to, and one of them being Layla Jones.
Mm-hmm.
She really worked hard to come away with that third place, and that was actually the match. It was a rematch from earlier in the day,
mm-hmm.
and she had lost to her earlier in the day, and so she really had to dig down deep and come away with that win in order to put us in the running for that first place. And then, of course, Ida Bumgarner was our last medal match of the day. And so she was able to clinch that, and those last 6 points really put us in for.
Yeah. You mentioned Ida. Of course, she was champion for you at 190. You mentioned Layla. Zoe Jones got back on the mat. I think she was kind of battling through some stuff toward the end of 2025.
Yes.
You get her back, able to win her weight class. I'm sure that was big, too.
That was huge. We didn't know how she would fare.
Mm-hmm.
First meet back, had done some light practicing, so we were a little nervous, but she did great. She worked hard. She didn't seem to have any major issues, so we're thankful for that.
Yeah. Before we hit the record button, we were looking back to last year. We counted four, right?
Mm-hmm.
Four runner-up finishes last year. Year two of the program, kind of that next step forward, right? I mean, getting a team championship and an invite, that has to be just another sign that the program continues to move in the right direction, I would think.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it was big for us. I know the girls have been wanting to step into first place for a very long time. I know last year there were a couple of meets that were pretty tight that we fell into second, and so that was big for them. They were very excited about that.
We mentioned Layla. We mentioned Zoe and Ida. Alexis Flaster, runner-up, right?
Yes.
At 145. Good
yes.
for her.
Yes, absolutely. She had a great day of wrestling. Just a lot to learn, all of them. We had some tight matches, things that we would do next time, things that we wouldn't do next time. But she wrestled really great, and we were happy with what, you know, coming away with second place.
And Dacey Henderson finishing in the top four, right?
Of yes,
her weight
third
class?
Place.
Yeah.
Yep. Third place, and that, excuse me, that was a big finish for her, too. So that was exciting, and you know, to come away with a win as always exciting.
Yeah. So what does this do now for the team as a whole in regards to confidence? Because we can talk about I mean, yeah, you have to be athletic, you have to be good on the mat, but what's going on between the ears can be a big part of this too when it comes to wrestling. What do you think this can do for the group as a whole moving forward?
Moving forward, I think that this provides a huge boost of confidence. You know, I think not that they weren't confident before, but, you know, when you have lost a couple of matches that you feel like you should have won, or when we somehow, some way keep coming in second, even though we're right there, we're just chomping at the bit. I think that this is going to be huge for them. And mentally, to know that they can do it, that each of them plays their part in scoring those team points, you know, that this is not something that's impossible or out of their reach. You know, a lot of times we are the smaller team at the tournament. That wasn't the case this time. We were kind of one of the larger teams. We were not the largest team there. But when we only have, you know, seven or eight girls scoring points for us, depending on the day, you know, it's amazing what they can do with just small numbers. Mm-hmm. You know, we made the joke small but mighty, and it is true. Each one of them plays their own part in wrestling hard, working hard, scoring points for the team, and it really is a team aspect. Like, they go out there and it is all on them whether they win or lose. And so being able to tie that back to a team mentality has been helpful for, I think, all of them.
So what's next up? I was trying to look at the schedule, but I don't know if I saw anything for this week. When is the next competition?
We are off for this week. Our next competition, we go on January 15th to Valentine for a try, and then we will go on the 16th to the Elm Creek Invite, which we were runners up there last year too. So I'm also hoping to take a step up there.
Well, we're looking forward to the 15th because we're going to be there, and we're going to call the matches on the radio, and we'll get an opportunity to see things in person. So we're looking forward to that. And then you mentioned the Elm Creek Invite. So a nice little break for the girls. Does this come at a good time? I mean, you get the meet in right after the holidays, or is it hard to tell as a coach if a little bit of a break comes at the correct time?
I would like to have a meet this week just to kind of keep the momentum moving. Mm-hmm. However, at the same time, I think that it'll be nice because, you know, yes, they did all wrestle this weekend, but I think we're still kind of nursing some of those injuries a little bit. So it might be nice to give them a little bit more time to heal up and settle from those injuries. I know a lot of kids have been sick over Christmas break. That cold and flu that's going around is just awful. And it's gotten a couple of them. So we're trying to kind of keep healthy. So in some aspects, yes, it is coming at a time for us just health-wise. But, you know, I would love to be able to keep building that momentum, get plenty of matches in. But it seemed to have worked out for us this year to have this break again. Yeah.
Well, congratulations on the success, and we'll visit with you next time.
All right. Sounds great. Thanks,
Coach.